My name is Will Ware. I am offering a commentary to set the facts straight regarding a printed article regarding my employment and leadership at the Petersburg Indian Association. I must first start off by stating how perplexed I am that my name and news that is months old somehow became the meat of a story that had nothing to do with me, nor I with it. I have been asked repeatedly why I have not spoken out sooner. As a tribal leader, I felt that to do so would only perpetuate a greater division or divisiveness among our tribe. In fact, at every interview conducted with the radio station, I painstakingly expressed and asked for them to be careful how they presented their article for fear of creating more division and hurt. I also believed that by keeping my dignity and not responding to rumors and lies, that I would somehow keep a shred of my integrity. However, the quote, "a lie told often enough becomes truth," seems to bear some relevance to me, and I feel I must indeed challenge the lie. Back in October of 2011, while I was the tribal administrator, allegations were levied against me. Unfortunately, the council at that time took employee actions, not based upon facts obtained from an investigation, but rather on the word of a disgruntled employee. It is further unfortunate that the very council members taking this action happened to resign 15 minutes later, thus never having the opportunity to see through the investigation that would have brought to light much different information than what they had originally received. What is astonishing, and quite honestly disheartening, is that these very opinions, as misinformed as they are, still somehow continue to be sought after and valued by some who wish to perpetuate hurtful rumors and misinformation. My hope would be that some in this community still may be interested to know that this spring, the Petersburg Indian Association received a thorough, independent, single-line audit, as it does each year, and might I add, at great expense to the tribe. The results came back this summer that the tribe had no findings and an unqualified opinion. In layman's terms, the tribe received an A+ on its audit for this past fiscal year. Just as a reminder, the very year accusations were made against me. If that weren't enough, this summer the tribe received a short-noticed site visit review from the Federal Highway Administration, the very agency who administers the tribe's Indian Reservation Roads Program, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs, no doubt a result of allegations. After their review, the Federal Highway Administration gave the tribe commendations on, and I quote, "an exemplary program that could serve as a model for other communities in Alaska." This, the very program that I was accused of mismanaging. While this last year has been a difficult one for me and my family, many in this community have stood by and offered their gracious support. And while I make every attempt as promised, that is to live at peace with everyone, I no longer plan on keeping quiet on challenging rumors, lies, and attacks. Enough is enough. Folks, these are the simple facts, not rumors. Facts that are documented, tangible, and simple enough to prove.